Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain, and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
Hershey's milk chocolate with whole almonds makes for a wholly amazing, wholly delicious experience that's, well, wholly Hershey's. Everyone should get to experience the satisfying surprise of a whole almond tucked inside creamy Hershey's chocolate. So don't wait your whole life to try Hershey's milk chocolate with whole almonds. And if you've already had it, then chances are you're already a lifelong fan of this confectionery delight. Find Hershey's milk chocolate with whole almonds wherever candy is sold.
Dave Moore
on Today FM.
Hello, how are you, Dave?
Great to be here, Dave.
Yeah. I'm glad to have you. I realise, Patrick, you had to run from another the other side of the city because your bus disappeared. These are the challenges of living an urban life.
Yeah, I mean, if it's on camera and I'm sweating, I don't have the flu, I'm not dying, nothing like that. You know, I literally ran. I tell you, I pushed tourists out of the way. Literally did. I'm not proud of that.
No, but you have to do it for live radio. This is what happens. Yeah. You have to be here.
I said, I'm on radio. I'm on Today FM.
Come on, I've got to get there.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, we're very grateful. Thank you very much for making the sprint across the city. A celebration of Father Ted. Now, I don't know if you guys know this, but I am a huge Father Ted fan. In fact, I'm an undefeated Father Ted trivia master.
Oh, wow.
I've been on this radio show for 20 odd years. And I've asked listeners to come on, ask me questions, whatever. See what, and I've yet to be defeated by a listener. I'm not suggesting I can't be defeated, but just by listeners yet. I'm still king of the hill, as it were.
You probably know more about Father Ted than we
do. Well, this is the thing. It's funny because I think people assume that characters who've been in it, like yourselves, or the writers themselves even, because I've spoken to both Arthur and Graham on the show over the years, whatever. And we've talked, and I've brought up like little piece of trivia, a little something, and they're looking at me going, what are you talking about? Like, I wrote that 25 years ago. I haven't thought about it since. You're the weirdo. And I'm like, yeah, actually, you know what?
Yeah,
I kind of am. But do you run into me? Do you run into people like me all the time?
Yeah. Well, we do quizzes the odd time. Yeah. So you get people who get like all the answers right.
Yeah.
It's amazing. 40 out of 40. Like, and you know every detail, every car registration.
Yeah.
And that is sad. That is really sad.
Like, well, was Abide in Me is written on a frame picture in the house. What room's it in? You know, that,
wow.
Would you know that now?
I would know. I would have to guess at that one, and I would think that is in the bathroom.
It's the bedroom.
The bedroom.
Oh, you caught him at last.
Yes. And it was upstairs. And it was upstairs. Like I said, I'm not undefeatable. I'm just undefeated.
It wasn't in the first season, so it appeared in the second season.
Do you guys know what seasons you're in? Like, would you, on the top of your head, would you know?
Yes. Well, I am.
Yeah, I'm in the third one. That's easy.
That's easy. They're the easy
question.
Ones.
Yeah.
And we're hoping.
What season are you in? Go. Get harder. What episode?
No. I don't want to embarrass you on air, lads. Come on. Seriously. Okay, but we're not even talking about what we're supposed to be talking about, which is the celebration of Father Ted is a show coming to the Ambassador Theatre, my favourite venue in Ireland.
No.
And you guys are bringing the show. What is the show? Tell us.
Yeah, there's a lot of it's about Father Ted, but we incorporate parts of Father Ted in audience participation event. Like, we'll have a lovely girls competition. It's not gender specific now, so
right.
You can be any gender can be a lovely girl. And we have a dance and priest competition. So we get a few
amazing.
And the prizes for Ferrero Rocher. there's a quiz element as well, but it's like two big teams, you know, dividing the audience.
Oh, the audience in half. Gotcha. Yeah.
And there is actually good trivia revealed
on the night.
On the night, which I can't reveal now. Because,
well, I wouldn't expect you to.
No, you'd have to buy a ticket.
Keep that
find
secret.
These
where does one get a ticket to this wonderful celebration?
Ticketmaster, I'd say.
Ticketmaster, you know. For the Ambassador. Yeah. November 7th.
If you go to John and Mary's shop, they probably sell it.
They probably do.
Yeah.
Get them feckin' crunchies out of the car. So, will there be clips? Will there be bits from the show?
Yeah, we'd start off with a compilation of the highlights or bits that we find funny
as well,
comes to not just the regular highlights.
Yeah.
And there's clips as answer. You know, we ask a question and the answer is a clip, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, okay, gotcha.
But there's also part of the trivia would be showing things that you might have missed.
But like where, which had well, room it, abided me?
Is yeah, it?
Like,
yeah,
I mean,
that
these
kind
are
of
the
stuff.
Things.
Yeah. And famous people who just had a walk-on part or that kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know.
But you two, like, obviously, you three, the Michael Redman is involved as well, Father Stone. You guys are stand-up comics on top of all of this. So presumably there's comedy involved.
Yeah, there is. There's a bit of stand-up, yeah. And we're all brilliant.
No doubt about it. Yeah.
That's that element. So Joe's been touring with a celebration of Father Ted for a while around the UK.
Okay.
And so I haven't seen it. I'm dying to see it.
You'd need to see it in the meantime, I would suggest.
I'm buying a ticket to see me.
I'll buy a ticket and watch myself perform. It's an incredible idea.
Yeah, no, an actor playing Patrick, but now it's great to have
Patrick himself. No. Do you know? Can I just say, I love the fact that you guys embrace this, and it isn't just a thing where you go, oh, "Come on, Dave, I was in one episode of this 30 years ago. I have a career, but I love the fact that you're just going, no, hang on, like that's I do have all those things, but this is an amazing thing to be part of.
You know what? I loved the show before I got a part.
Yeah,
loved it. So to get a part in it, and I still love it. Yeah. I don't just watch my own episodes.
No, there are other episodes to be watched, absolutely.
When Father Ted came out, like it was April, it was exactly 30 years ago almost.
April 95.
Yeah, 30 years ago.
Yeah.
I was working in a shop. I sold jumpers in a shop. So that's what I was doing. I wasn't doing stand-up or comedy or anything. So I was a huge fan. It was unbelievable. Yeah. I never did I think I'd be in it ever at that stage.
And were you acting?
A little bit, not much, not professionally at all. Like it was in a few like sort of amateur short films and that. But
and how did you get cast then as the wonderful?
When I started doing stand up, not long after, a few months after, and then just got Graham saw me one day at a gig, and then he liked the stuff, and then I met Arthur, and eventually wrote a part for me practically. Yeah,
and you worked selling jumpers, and then you got a cake with a jumper baked into it.
He loved jumper zones, so yeah, definitely they got it from that.
So
I would have told them
researching the character for years before.
I did. Yeah,
method is
before
problem.
I knew. Yeah. I instinctively knew, unconsciously. I knew this would all pay off.
Father Damo is here. Owen McAlove is here in the studio. How are you, lads?
All right. Yeah.
Yeah. Good to see you. Keeping well there, Owen.
I'm hungry.
What are you looking for? Anything in particular?
Jam.
Carl, will you just nip across the Lidl there and get a... Do you have any flavour you like?
No.
No? Well, just anything you want. And a spoon, I presume.
Yeah.
Yeah, a spoon for
big jar.
Father Damo...
Do you want to play football afterwards? So?
No. You leave me alone.
Sake.
I can have you killed.
Sake.
Father Damo, are things good in the parochial house? Yeah?
Yeah. Frosty's dead.
Well, he wouldn't be at this stage, I suppose. It's been, he was an elderly priest at that point. So listen,
I just have the house on my arm,
That's great. Well, look, glad you're doing work in the community still. That's the most important thing.
Are you the parish priest now?
Yeah.
Wow, you've been elevated that, Still have the long locks, I see. Your hair's looking good.
Yeah, I'm growing my hair long, because Frosty used to cut it.
But he's not around anymore.
Now.
Okay. Any rivalry still with Father Dougal at all, Owen?
I mean, that Egypt.
Yeah.
No.
Okay. It doesn't even feature on your radar. No. I'm going to do something now which I didn't think would be possible. It's so good to have Father Damo here. It's so good to have Owen McLove here. But I'm going to try and ring Father Stone and see if I can get him on the phone. So just hang on there. I'll dial his number and we'll see if he'll come through. Father Stone?
Hello. Who's that?
Hi, it's Dave here from Dave Moore from Today FM in Ireland. How are you?
I'm well. I'm fine.
Great. Anything exciting going on?
No, not really. I don't really like excitement.
Any big plans for the summer?
Plans? No, I don't really have plans.
Fair enough. I mean, I presume you don't play mini golf anymore.
Well, it's funny you should say that, because I have been perfecting my crazy golf skills recently.
Oh!
I'm out there every day.
Fantastic.
I'm out on the crazy golf course every day. Barring any thunder and lightning, that is, you know, I've learned my lesson.
Of course, I should hope so. Well, listen, I'd love to ask all three of you, if I could, my quick-fire round questions that I ask everybody when they come in to sit down. Father Damon, are you cool with that? You're not paying attention here.
What?
Yeah, are you cool with these questions?
Sorry, I wasn't listening.
Owen, I'll start with you. Owen McLove, what are you currently obsessed with?
Jumpers. No, cakes.
Father Stone, what are you currently obsessed with?
Oasis.
It have to be spaghetti, I think.
I thought you were talking to me.
Father Damo's just being rude and talking ugly there. He's not paying any attention to his name even. Sorry, Father Stone, what are you obsessed with?
Spaghetti? Just one of those things, yes.
Wow. Just... Do you eat a lot of it?
No.
Sorry.
I've never eaten it, in fact.
You've never eaten it, but you're obsessed with it. Sorry, Father Damo, what were you obsessed with?
Oasis.
Knopfler.
No.
Fair enough. Owen McLove, who's the most famous person in your phone?
Me.
Well, you are pretty famous. Father Stone, who's the most famous person in your phone?
It would have to be the Pope. I met him in Rome a few years back and we exchanged numbers.
A direct line to the Pope?
He was a bit reluctant at the time, but we did exchange numbers. I spoke to him recently, actually.
And how's he doing?
He's fine.
Great. Fantastic. Father Damo, who's the most famous person on the phone of yours?
Bob Geldof.
You've got Bob's number.
Yeah. Plays football with
me. Amazing. When you were about 8 years old, Owen McLove, what was in your school lunchbox?
Jam.
Father Damo?
Whistles.
Father Stone?
It was a banana and pork sandwiches. It was a strange combination, but my mother was a bit odd.
Banana and pork? Yeah. It's very, very strange, your poor mother. And the final question I'd like to ask all my guests, because I don't, you see. I want to know, Owen McLove, do you wash your legs in the shower?
Patsy washes them for me.
Patsy! Oh, poor old Patsy. She's a lot to deal with. Still with you after all these years. Father Damo?
I don't wash.
He doesn't. Well, you can tell by him, in fairness. And Father Stone, do you wash your legs in the shower?
I'm glad you asked that, because I always stand on my hands in the shower near the end.
To get the legs upright.
My legs got a good soaking there.
Fantastic. Gentlemen, thank you very much for coming in. Thank you for telling us all about a celebration of Father Ted. Father Damo, Owen McLove, Father Stone, legends. Good morning, boys.
Thank you.
See you, right?
Bye-bye.
Dave Moore on Today FM.
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.